You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, staying in the sky, FlySafair believes it has a solution that could help the tourism industry recover from the devastating impacts of COVID-19 and the massive job losses that it did bring. FlySafair is proposing that all public holidays be made long weekends, and how that would essentially work is that public holidays that fall midweek would either be moved to a Monday or a Friday so that we get a long weekend. And FlySafair believes that during long weekends, there is an increase in demand for a travel activity that could help the industry at large recover a lot quicker. But we've got Kirby Gordon, the Chief Marketing Officer at FlySafair, joining the market update. Kirby, I hope I got the essence of what FlySafair is trying to do correctly. But just add to that, perhaps, and just help us understand what your company believes the immediate effect of a proposed change to the Public Holidays Act could be for your company and the industry.
Hi, Fifi. I'm not sure if I can hear you properly, but I think if I heard the question correctly, you were asking for an overview of what the proposal is. So our suggestion at this stage is, as you mentioned before, to try and orchestrate it that public holidays are, or at least the business holidays are observed on Fridays and Mondays. And we therefore make long weekends, which we believe would ultimately support the economy, particularly the tourism economy in South Africa, while we leave, of course, the historical significance of the dates that we celebrate as days of commemoration on those actual days.
All right, so we'd still celebrate those significant days in our history, but except just on a different day. Are you proposing that this be a permanent change or just something that we do for as long as it does take the tourism industry to recover?
I think the idea is that it would actually be a long-term solution that could aid the domestic economy in the long run. You know, there are two elements to this. It's sort of a two birds with one stone kind of effect. On the one hand, by creating long weekends, we certainly do stimulate domestic tourism, which is fantastic, obviously, for that vertical and for that industry. But by the same token, the research that we've done and the stats have illustrated that not having public holidays in the middle of the week also limits disruption to the rest of the economy, as would ordinarily happen when that is the case. And it's a precedent that's been set in many countries around the world, is to rather try and at least observe the business holiday element of a public holiday on a Monday and a Friday. I think it's still very important for us to bear in mind that we maintain the significance of our historical dates. You know, the 16th of June, for example, will always be the 16th of June, and every South African should know the significance of that date. But it doesn't mean that we don't do business or don't necessarily go to schools on that day. We can have a corresponding day that we would then have as a business holiday.
I agree with you in terms of the productivity element. We were speaking with my producer, Caldora, about this to say that when a holiday does fall midweek, like on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, you know, getting the Vuma back to go back to work the following day can be a bit difficult. So I hear the productivity argument. But what does this mean potentially for pricing? Because what does tend to happen is during long weekends, the price of air tickets go up.
Well, absolutely. Look, I mean, if we do create additional peak periods, you know, we in tourism at large are price takers. So if demand does increase, there is a chance that prices would increase over those periods. But that's actually important in the long run for the sustainability of our industry. You know, if you think of I'll use another example. If you think of a hotel, that hotel exists 365 days of the year. Somebody has to pay rent on that hotel 365 days of the year. And there are nights where those beds will be absolutely empty. And there are nights where everyone wants to jump into those beds. And the reality is that all of us in tourism, we have our low seasons and our high seasons. And during the low seasons, you sometimes can't give your product, your service away. But in the high season is our opportunity to make money. And so the reality is the more of those opportunities we have, the more sustainable our industry is in the long run. It's a swings and roundabouts game.
All right. And Kirby, you have tabled this proposal to the Tourism Business Council, I believe, for review. Are all stakeholders on board here? I mean, what are your fellow peers in the airline space saying about this?
Yes, absolutely. So the proposal is, of course, to make an amendment to the Public Holidays Act of 1994. And so what that ultimately would require is that we petition Parliament. But whilst preparing a petition for Parliament, what we need to do is garner enough support from various industry bodies, from tourism, from labour, and of course from the public in support of this proposal, so that it's something that we can table to Parliament with a certain degree of clout. So we've started with the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, who have received it very warmly. And certainly in a number of conversations today and preceding all of this, we've had a very warm reception to the idea. And of course, a lot of, I think, very interesting and critical debate around the consequences of these kinds of changes.
Like what? So what are some of those criticisms that have been levied to this proposal?
But I think one has to bear in mind the practicalities. I mean, there are certain public holidays, for example, let's look at something like New Year's Day. I mean, New Year's Day could never be on any other day other than the 1st of January. So obviously we have to consider certain exceptions, and I think that that's very relevant. So there are certain limitations to the proposal. Similarly, I think what we all feel very strongly about is that in South Africa, our public holidays are by no means sort of made up. They're all largely around very significant historical events, and it's very important for all of us as South Africans that those are properly commemorated and properly considered and properly given the reverence that they deserve. And so I think one of the big considerations is that that be borne in mind. But largely the response has been very positive and very encouraging.
So in terms of timelines, can you give us an idea of when you are expecting some form of response and perhaps this proposal actually going to Parliament?
At this stage, we're busy engaging all of these various parties. So it depends on how long within those various entities they choose to debate the topics. But we have a short list of various entities that we would like to have a strong stamp of approval from before we take it to Parliament. And it would be ideal to be able to do that in the new year. We think it would be a nice way to start off fresh, so when they reopen, then we can petition and hopefully get some review.
Provided, as you did say, that New Year's is not considered a business working day. Imagine having to work on New Year's. I like the fact that there's a few exceptions to this. But I personally understand the economic argument and will be following this story closely to see how it ends up. Kirby, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining us, sir. Kirby Gordon, the Chief Marketing Officer at Fly Sapphire.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.